All right, KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Good morning. Like we talked to last year, I'm so happy to be on the line with my favorite turkey helpline in the universe. Mary from the Butterball Helpline is here. Good morning.
Well, good morning. And I don't know if you can hear the noise in the background, but we're already talking to many, many people today. They want that picture-perfect turkey, and that's why we're here.
Yeah, I don't think maybe a lot of people, at least in our part of the country, don't know you exist. Whenever I say there's a turkey helpline, they go, what? So talk about the foundation of the Butterball Turkey Expert Line.
Yeah, we've actually been around for 33 years, and we've been quite successful all that time. I think sometimes when I run into people who haven't heard about us, a lot of times people aren't, if they're not cooks, you know, they might not pay attention to somebody who's
sure.
talking about food. So, you know, or if you're not doing the Thanksgiving meal, that might not mean anything to you. But we also learned that Thanksgiving is absolutely the most popular meal of the year, with 90% of people having turkey. And so, you know, it's really a fun meal. And if we can help you out, we've learned so much from Butterball over all these years, and we're happy to share what we've learned.
Now, your experts have to go to some sort of turkey university or something like that, right?
Yes. Yes.
We
call it
that.
Butterball University,
okay.
And it happens every October, and it's like 3 days. And when we have new people, like first, second, and third year people, they will attend what we call our freshman day, and we will have a turkey lineup, and we will cook turkeys about 10 different ways, if not more. And then about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we have a turkey lineup. All the turkeys are done, and you can see, okay, here's the different cooking methods, here's what they look like, here's what they taste like, and it's just, you know, it's a very much of a learning experience.
So you truly do make sure you guys know what you're talking about when it comes to turkeys.
Absolutely. You know, if I've cooked a turkey every which way possible, you're not going to be able to throw me, you know, with a question. I'm going to be able to help you. And so we even have the staff take home a turkey every year, and we'll dig out recipes that are new in the magazines and on
wow.
TV and different things like that, just to make sure that, you know, because that's what people will do. They'll see some recipe somewhere and they I want to try that this Thanksgiving because I'm, you know, it'll be special. And of course, they sometimes get into a little bit of a problem and they don't understand. And so by giving us a call, a lot of times we've made it. And so we can say, yes, let's, you know, we can give you some other tidbits to, you know, help you
sure.
save it.
How long have some of your longest running turkey experts been at the call center?
Well, the average tenure is 12 and a half years.
Wow.
That's a long time. And there are, there's actually 59 of us. And what was kind of cool this year is that we've added men to the mix.
Oh.
We realized for quite a while now that men make up one of four of our callers. So they're out there, they're cooking, and Butterball did a national survey, and they realized that over 40% of men are in the kitchens working on the turkey.
Yep.
So, I mean, they're out there, so why not do it? So all the ladies here are foods experts. They're home ec teachers and dietitians and you name it. And so we were able to find a couple guys this year. We threw them into the mix, and it's just, they're blending in very nicely.
Do any of the guys who call ask for a guy? Like, no, I want to talk to a dude about this.
Yeah, I haven't heard that yet, and we kind of expected that it would.
Yeah.
Because we really can't, we will get people who call back quite a bit, and we can't transfer from one person to the next, but the next person that you're going to talk to, because we're all trained to do the same, you know, job, that you're going to get the same, you know, help from the next person that you talk to as you do the first. So,
sure.
Yeah, we don't transfer, but...
Well, we're on the phone this morning with Mary, who's the director of the Butterball Turkey Helpline. Do you want to give the number real fast, Mary?
Sure. Our number is 1-800-BUTTERBALL or 1-800-288-8372. And absolutely check us out on butterball.com as well. We have live chat and emails and Facebook and Twitter. So lots of ways that you can reach us. We've got great resources. We're here to help you. And phone calls certainly are a wonderful thing, because when you call, we're going to talk about what you want to talk about.
And what
questions
do
you have?
What I love about it is there's no hullabaloo to get to it. You call the number. It says to talk to an expert, press 3, and you do it, and you're there. And I think it's really
cool. Isn't
that
super? Yeah, you're not sitting on the phone for half an hour pushing buttons.
Right. I think one thing people really like to hear before you go is, do you have some really crazy Thanksgiving stories for us from people calling in a panic or a turkey emergency or something like that?
Well, it's really kind of cute. We have a new story this year where a woman had called. By the time she called us, she was fine. But what had happened is that she put the turkey in the oven. The oven was on. She left the room, and she went back to the kitchen later, and the oven was off. So she said, So she turns the oven back on, leaves the room again, and about four or five times of doing this, she's kind of like, she's really getting frustrated. Like, why won't her oven stay on? Well, it turns out she had a big golden retriever, and that dog was going into the kitchen, and the buttons were in the front, and so he had pushed the button to turn the oven off. So she thought that was really cute. And so she called because she had some other questions, and just to share, you know, what she had gone through that day. So I said, see, you know, there's always an answer to everything.
Has anyone ever tried to propose by putting a ring inside a turkey or asked you about that?
Well, we've heard from a gentleman one time who wanted to put it in the stuffing.
Right, yeah.
So we thought, no.
Don't do it.
Do that. No, no. You might want to tie it to the leg or something like that, but yeah, you don't want to put it in the stuffing.
I imagine there's a lot of things that you tell people not to do when they call with what they think is a bright idea.
Well, yeah, and sometimes their turkey needs to be thawed, so they might put an electric blanket or something like that. And, of course, we do talk with gentlemen who, because there's three football games on tomorrow, on Thanksgiving Day, they're going to want to get that turkey done by halftime of a specific game. So, you know, we do a lot of, you know, figuring out there of what time would be a good time.
So you probably have to be well-versed in something that was not part of Butterball University for that particular thing.
Well, and we do it. People call and say, you know what, I know you're about turkey, but can you help me with my chocolate chip cookies? And of course we can. So,
sure.
You know, it's just we're all cooks. We love doing it. And like I say, we've learned so much from Butterball, and it's really fun to share.
Well, that's great. I mean, I love it because in the age of the internet where you can Google anything all the time, you know, you guys are still there 30 years later answering calls about turkey. I think it's fantastic. So thank you, Mary, from the Butterball talk line for taking some time with us this morning.
Well, Tyler, thank you for thinking of us, and you have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. See you later.
Very good.